Well, good morning, my TMC family, and welcome to this beautiful Make Ready, a People Prepared for the Lord Monday morning. Please, family, come join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Abba Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, we just thank you that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord, in our families and in our community and here on our Master's Call community and family, Lord. We thank you for our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Lord, continue to bless them to overflow, Lord. And thank you for doing exceedingly above more than they could even hope or imagine. And thank you, Lord, for our artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist, distributor, and customer, the Body of Christ and artists. Thank you for them, Lord. And just continue to love on them and bless them, Lord, in all that their hands touch. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening up our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears, our spiritual senses, our spiritual hands, Lord, to hear and receive what you have for us today, Lord, here on the Master's Call. And we love you and we praise your holy name. We agree that your kingdom comes and your will is done right here on this earth that you call the TMC family as you have written it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it was a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this Make Ready, a People Prepared for the Lord Monday morning. Rebecca Thomas calling from Snellville, Georgia. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me thank Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather together early in the morning, faithfully, to give God the praise, glory, and honor and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately know as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you who are calling from a cell phone network who charge to make these calls, we do have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1140. Again, that's 857-957-1147. If you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team as a greeter, as Minister Rebecca did, or as a host, as I am doing now, or if you feel like you have a praise report or a prayer request or a word from the Lord stored up in your belly, you can contact us by email at info@themasterscall. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, and that is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. Today is Inspirational Mondays, and our very own Dr. Vanessa will be bringing the word on God's system of success. Calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2017 Artist Life Extravaganza Conference in Los Angeles, California, is March 3rd through the 5th. Please check your back office for more information and registration information. There will be a Sunday service, so if you are feeling led to volunteer, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So I am going to move out of the way so that the woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message, can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than Minister Robin Wilson. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. A devout servant of God, daughter, sister, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the word of God with others. She is a artist international distributor. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live victoriously, a victorious life in Christ Jesus, no matter what happens, will happen, or is happening in your life. You can be all God has called you to be because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin shares with all she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God, and when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministry World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, a businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can, beautiful woman of God. Take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. I love, love, love to hear your voice, and I'm so proud of you. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Master's Call. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. PK. It's been so long, and I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I love you all. I miss you, and glory to God, I'm back. Hallelujah. Well, I am just so glad to have this opportunity to love on you, to share with you, and to just tell you what God has just put on my heart for each one of us. And first and foremost, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to just share and speak to the body of Christ, the Master's Call family. And I want to say, Father, you are faithful, you are good, you are worthy. I don't take this lightly, my King, and I give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And thank you for trusting me so much with your special children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, today, part one, if I get all the way through, we may not have a part two, but today's message is called God's Love. God is love. And I thought that was just so great because it's February. We know that Valentine's Day is approaching. We know that it's Black History Month. We know that it is Healthy Heart Month, and God is the one who loves us more than anything. God is the one whose love is everlasting. God's love will never, never, never separate us. We can't be separated from his love. So I have a couple of scriptures for you, and you can study them and meditate on them in your spare time. And let's go out this month and let's love on somebody else. Let's let the love of God that was shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, let's impart it to somebody else. Let's go to someone who may not feel love. Let's go to someone who may not get love from an individual. Go to a single. Go to a homeless person. Go to a widower. Go to a widowed person. Go to someone who feels that they are alone and let them know that God loves them. Let them know that they can have that same love that you have. Amen? Well, the first scripture is located in Isaiah 40, verse 28-31, and it reads, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak, and he gives strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord," we trust him, "those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will," put your name in there, "we will soar high on wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and we will not faint." So if we trust the Lord, he's the one giving us that strength. He's the one giving us the energy. He's the one that will give us understanding when we don't understand when things are going on. God's love is everlasting. It's never, ever, ever going to leave us. I'm so glad about that. I was telling some young people, you can take that to the bank, all the way to the bank. That is your guarantee that you have a God that is faithful, a God that loved you so much he gave you his best. He gave you his son, our King Jesus. And he said, if you believe on him, you believe in him, you confess him as your Lord and Savior, you'll be saved. You're going to be with him forevermore. So, yes, you can have that everlasting love. And, yes, many of us on this call, we do have it. So even when we mess up, even when we're not sure what to do, even when we doubt, he forgives us. He said that he will always be with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he is there. He's that very present help when there's any type of trouble or confusion or strife, whatever may be going on. He is there for you. He said he will give you a new start. You can go to him once, twice, over and over. He's faithful. He's just. Praise God. And then the second scripture is Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. And it reads, "Can anything separate us from Christ's love?" Well, you know what? I really don't think so. Nothing. No words. No deeds. No actions. There's not one thing that can separate you from God's love. Does it mean that he no longer loves us if we have some kind of trouble, if there's some type of calamity, if there's some type of persecution, if we happen to be lonely, if we happen to be destitute, if there happens to be some type of danger, if there are threats going on, if there's a death? No. For your sake, we are killed every single day. We're being slaughtered by sheep. And that doesn't mean being killed literally, but there are just so many things that are coming against us, trying to make things difficult for us. But no, despite all those things, there is an overwhelming victory. It's ours through Christ Jesus. He's the one that loves you. praise God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for that agape love. Thank you for that everlasting love. Thank you that I know I can't ever be separated from you. And, you know, I want each one of you, including me, to think about distractions. There are so many distractions. There are so many things that are constantly coming against us. There are so many things that are being thrown at us. There are things that are trying to separate us from him. If you think of the highway, we have cars going north, and you may have cars going south. And I just want you to visualize it. You see cars, you see trucks, you see people trying to cross the street. There are just so many things going on, and there's a divider, and you're trying to get across that road. And you're saying to yourself, well, there's no red light. Oh, my gosh, there's no crossing guard. Oh, my goodness, here come the truck. Here come the car. Look at that pedestrian. No matter what the distractions are, no matter what is trying to get you off focus, no matter what is trying to attempt you to do something opposite of what God wants you to do, it does not matter. God's love will not be separated from you. So I want you to take a look at what's going on in your life. I want you to have a conversation with your King, the great I Am. I want you to write down and say, Lord, what is distracting me from moving forward in whatever it is that God has called you to do? Lord, is it my friend? Could it be my spouse? Could it be my children? Could it be the job? Whatever that what is. Could it be my boo? Could it just be what's going on between my two ears? And you know what that is? Thought. You got to cast them down. Whatever those distractions are, whatever is trying to pull you away from God, whatever is trying to pull you away from the vision and the plan that he said he has for you, and it's a great plan, and he knew before the foundation of the world, and he said that he would give you a plan with a hope and a future. No matter what it is, you cast it down. No matter what it is, you give it to the Lord. Whatever it is, you pray. You say, Lord, help me in this area. He said everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. So you write down those distractions, and you take authority over those distractions, and you say, no more, no more. And you ask the Lord, he'll help you. He said he'll never give us more than we can bear. Glory to God. And you continue to hold your head up high. You continue to do the things that God has called you to do. You continue to walk down that path, knowing that you're running this race, knowing that you are going to succeed, knowing that you are going to get the prize, because you put your trust, your confidence in the everlasting God. You know that he said, I will love you no matter what. I love you. And God's love, again, we know it was shown in John 3:16 because he gave us his best, his only begotten son. And we know God's love, this everlasting love, this agape love, this love that is so, so good, this love that will just embrace you. It's a love when you don't even love yourself, your God loves you. Found in Romans 5, verse 8. And he said, God showed his love to us even when we were still sinners. That's a love that Christ died for us. And then this love in Ephesians 2, verse 4 through 5. But God, him being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved. And our Lord and Savior, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. And he's saying, you go, TMC. You go, family. I know you can do it. And we know that we are being cheered on by all of those. In the book of Hebrews, they did it and they didn't even have what we had. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for loving us. God is a good God. He is love, and he loves you so much. And there is not one thing you can do about it. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this amazing woman of God, a woman after your own heart, O Heavenly Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you continue to just speak to her heart and her mind, O God. Keep her in your perfect peace as she keeps her mind on you. Lord, you know every need that she has, every need and desire, O God. And we ask you to do so exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, as we just continue to seek your kingdom and its righteousness, we know that you will add everything that we need according to your word. Father, I ask that you continue to just minister to the hearts and minds of our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, O God. Father God, you know what they need. You know the needs spoken and unspoken. And we ask that you meet those needs, O Heavenly Father, only as you can, O Heavenly Father. Give them the desires of their heart as they continue to pour out and minister to your people. Lord, as they continue to just do that which you've called them to do with the Master's Call and be the women of God that you've called them to be, as they continue to just pour into our lives and pour into the lives of everyone that they come in contact with, we ask that you continue to strengthen them and give them what they need to be all that you have called them to be. Lord, we ask that you keep a special hedge of protection around Artists International. Father, you know, touch the Des De Leon family as they continue to move forward according to the plan that you have laid out for this company. We ask that you continue to guide them, be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Give them all that they need to move forward in you, God, doing only that which you call them to do with this company, building this business based on your principles. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch each and every artist distributor, O Heavenly Father. Father God, those who are in times of bereavement, just be their ever-present help. Be that peace that passes all understanding. Comfort them, O Heavenly Father. Give them your wisdom to walk this bereavement time out according to your plan. Lord, we want to do everything decent and in order. We want to continue to submit and surrender ourselves to you and be those ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. And Lord, as we continue to walk out that plan, as we continue to be those people and ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be, we ask that you give us the strength to continue to pay it forward, O God. Father, as we just continue to touch the lives of others, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers, O Heavenly Father, we just ask that you strengthen our hearts and minds. In those places where we are weak, O God, we ask that you shore us up, O Heavenly Father, as we continue to pursue you, O God, as we continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All that we ask is that you help us to surrender all that we are, all that we desire to be to you, O Heavenly Father. Let us place it at your feet so that we may continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Lord, as we just continue to give ourselves over to you more and more each day, emptying us, Lord, and filling us up with you, O God. We just want to be those people that you have called us to be because we know that only you, Heavenly Father, has that perfect plan for each of our lives. We want to walk in your perfect will, not your permissive will, O God. We want to surrender and submit all that we are because we understand, O Heavenly Father, that without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we would be a mess. So, Lord, as we continue to surrender our will, as we continue to walk out the plan that you've called us to walk out, as we continue to be the women and men of God that you've called us to be, we just thank you. We thank you because we know and we understand that we are nothing without you, God. So, Lord, we know that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. So we continue to turn to him to be strengthened, to be reinforced, to be built up, oh God, in those places where we are weak. We call it done, and we seal this prayer in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you for joining us. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday. And our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be bringing the word this morning on God's system of success. And you can dial into that number at 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. And if you want to listen to today's message again by the wonderful Minister Robin, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. Again, calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2017 Artist Extravaganza Conference is in Los Angeles, California, and that is March 3rd through the 5th. We are so excited, and we hope that each and every one of you decide to come out so that we can hug your necks. There will be a church service on Sunday, and if you're feeling led to volunteer, please email Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and she will get back with you. Today is day 40 on the fast, and we are just so excited about all the things that God has done and is doing and is going to continue to do as we just continue to press towards the mark. I will say be careful coming off your fast. Don't rush out and buy fried chicken and steak and, you know, ease your system back into it because you don't want to end up in trouble. So I am going to call back our amazing speaker and ask her to give us the benediction. Minister Robin, will you come give us our benediction, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you so much for loving us. And as you instructed us in John 13, verses 34 through 5, you said for us to love one another as you have loved us. So, Lord, we are going out today. We will go out and love the unlovely. We will love one another because we know that when we do this, just as you said, people will know that we are your disciples. I bless you, TMC family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.